You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Carl Bates.
Welcome back to The Wire. Last week, Treasury delivered the long-term insights report briefing, entitled Te Ara Mokopuna, which examines the use of fiscal policy in New Zealand to respond to challenges and economic shocks. The report used stakeholder feedback and consultation to underscore how the government can seek to promote fiscal sustainability and improve well-being for future generations of New Zealand. Of particular interest, the report highlighted the effect of spending decisions made during the COVID-19 pandemic. As well, Transportation Minister Chris Bishop has announced the government's plans to change up the road user charges system in what he says is the biggest change to how we fund our roading network in 50 years. The changes are aimed at making charges fairer across road usage, reflecting the evolution in the types of cars now available. Legislative work will be carried out in 2026, with changes expected to come into effect in 2027. I spoke with National MP Carl Bates about both of these topics, starting with the Treasury report. In light of this report, how do you think the current and future governments can better prepare for unexpected events like COVID-19 to ensure that the New Zealand economy withstands and recovers quicker from the pressure of such impacts?
I think, first of all, the report shows what we already knew, and that was that the last government couldn't deliver anything and fundamentally broke the economy. Treasury advised that they stop spending and not further stimulate the economy. Instead, what they said is focus on more targeted support. And I think there's a clue in terms of the answer to your question, and that it's about targeted support. New Zealanders are still paying the price of the previous government extending a big spending approach initially intended for a pandemic response. And I think that in the future, governments will be very wary of simply opening the checkbook and spraying it out like a fire hydrant, stimulating the economy far too much and obviously having all of the negative consequences we've had to come in and clean up over the last 18 months.
How do you think the National Party would have done things differently that you believe would have put New Zealand in a better situation while also addressing the urgent needs of Kiwis during the pandemic?
I think we've always said that the initial response to COVID-19 was appropriate and proportionate. But what happened was the last government went on spending too long, too much, in an untargeted way. And I think what you're seeing from this government is much more targeted approaches to addressing fiscal challenges, but also to ensuring support for those that need. So if you take, for example, the tax relief we provided to New Zealanders last year, we didn't go and change the tax rate or reduce the tax rate for high-income New Zealanders. We inflation-adjusted or moved the tax brackets that hadn't been moved in, I think it was 14 years, to enable low- and middle-income New Zealanders to get tax relief. So it's about ensuring targeted support when you make decisions. The last government during the pandemic simply didn't do that. We all remember the stories of chikers and people who've been here, you know, 20 years ago, now living in London on high-paying jobs, getting a cheque from IRD because the government just decided to give everyone a cheque. Now, that's not how you have a effective, appropriate and proportionate response during a pandemic.
How do this year's budget decisions reflect a long-term foresight as balanced against immediate needs in the shadow of COVID's financial impacts?
So a key part of ensuring long-term foresight is rather than having a cake where every budget we just add a layer to the cake, and this has been the way that successive governments have approached a budget. They've just put another layer on the cake and that spending gets locked in. Last year and then again this year, and the Minister of Finance has signalled again next year, will be a focus on ensuring that government money is spent wisely, and where it's not, it'll be reprioritised. A great example of that is in education. We had the single largest increase in support funding for those students who have real needs, educational needs at primary school in a generation. Now, yes, that included some new money, but a significant portion of that was reprioritised funding, where the Minister of Education, along with her team and the officials at the Ministry for Education, had gone through 26,000 lines of funding, of spend that the Ministry of Education undertakes, and said, are we getting value for money for this line? And where they weren't, they reprioritised it into that package to focus on something that is needed by many families with young children at primary school who require that additional support in terms of their education journey.
Do you think the government is doing enough to respond to global issues like climate change and geopolitical conflicts that are likely to be influential on our long-term financial security?
I think we've got a very good focus on ensuring our economy continues to operate, is growing, is becoming more productive, at the same time as appreciating the importance of some of the issues that climate change creates for New Zealand in the future. And our Minister for Climate Change, the Honourable Simon Watt, will often speaks about the work we're doing around, for example, renewable energy, onshore and offshore wind farms as an example. The regulations are being developed to enable offshore wind farms being able to actually occur in the first place. You know, you've got to appreciate the last government, which included the Greens, talked a lot about this focus on climate change, but they didn't do the simple practical things you need to do in order to prepare for that that future, like regulating the ability for offshore wind farms to actually be put in the first place.
I'll move on to my next topic. Can you talk a bit about the justification behind the government's decision for a new road user charge system?
Yeah, no worries at all. Like, currently, New Zealanders pay about 70 cents per litre of petrol every time they fill up at the pump with a petrol vehicle. So essentially, fuel taxes will be abolished and replaced with digital road user charges. Now, what that means is that everyone who's using the road pays their share for using the road based on how much and how often they use it.
How do you respond to privacy concerns given the plan to have private companies overtake the collection and administration of charges?
Well, there will be options for those companies different companies to do that, and consumers will have a choice about who they choose to use. We all have our information utilised or engaged with different companies through a whole lot of things we do in life, and road user charges will be no different in that regard. I think what's really important here, and the key, is that as our vehicle fleet changes, so too must the way we ultimately fund our roads. You know, it really isn't fair that we have Kiwis on who drive less, who maybe can't afford a fuel-efficient car, paying more than people who can afford one and often drive more often.
Given the anticipated implementation in 2027, has there been any corroboration or consultation of these charges across parties to ensure that the transition isn't buffered by disagreements or change in leadership even?
Well, I'm not sure if the Greens and Labor have been invited. You know, like Willow Jean Prime was invited on the education front to engage in NCA and chose not to. It doesn't give us much confidence that when we do reach out, there will be engagement. But I don't know whether or not there was engagement on this particular issue. What I do know is that there is a long lead-in period, so that there is the legislation, the consultation, and then implementation aimed for 2027. So there's a long lead-in period to ensure that we get this right and the implementation is effective.
Is there a time frame for when New Zealanders can expect to hear more details about this plan, especially ahead of legislative work taking place?
Well, the legislation is expected to pass in 2026. So there is activity between now and then. There'll be a select committee process, no doubt, in 2026, and then the implementation in 2027. I can provide you some more detail next week if you've still got questions about that, but at this stage, that's what I understand in terms of the process.
That was National Party MP Carl Bates on the Treasury Long-Term Insights Briefing and changes to the road user charges.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Carl Bates.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.